And he says, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" For him, the inheritance of eternal life is on the basis of my merits. And Jesus picks up on that by asking him a question in return, and it's very subtle, but it's very profound. He says, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God." In that simple question, he demolishes any notion that the man is good in himself. He demolishes any notion of works righteousness. All my righteousness is filth. I need to learn to believe that, or I have no use for Jesus. And then he goes through the law, and the guy says, "All of these things I've kept." And he says, "One thing you lack." And it's interesting. He doesn't argue with him and quibble with him about each of the commandments. "Come on, you haven't kept this, you haven't kept that, you're not righteous." No, "One thing you lack. Follow me." The one thing he lacked was Jesus, the only one who is good, the only one who is righteous. Now, we don't see the result. He went away sad. That's not a bad thing. Jesus was the master catechist, and we don't say he did a bad job because the man wasn't converted. Well, Jesus was faithful. Even Jesus waited for the word to do its work. And if he did, so should we. We're only called to be faithful.